I am. The book Touched by God was published by the Brahmakumaris in 2006. The book has stories narrated by women that spread the messages of hope for all and described a range of experiences of difficult situations these wonderful women went through and revealed beautiful insights into the strength and resilience of human minds. One of those stories was about me, and it was termed independence. I'm going down my memory lane and recollecting my experiences and churnings. The deepest and most special experience is to express how one's life has been touched by God and be that chosen one to reveal God Himself. After experiencing self-realization through a 7 days basic course of Raja Yoga, I started to turn inwards. I wanted to see the value of my own existence. I wanted to experience my inner beauty. And while I was meditating deeply in recognition, I slowly started accepting, loving, and respecting myself. With inner strength that came from meditation, I returned to that state of dignity once more. Seeing only the world of matter creates many distractions. It can range from possessiveness to desires and attachments. When we attach value to the things outside of ourselves, we move away from our inner state of self-esteem. We start to evaluate our worth based on our possessions. When we place our value in the hands of others, when we think about taking from others, whether it is love, support, cooperation, approval, or anything, we become dependent. In that state of dependency or attachment, it's not possible to have self-value and self-esteem. Another beautiful result of this spiritual practice is the intellect begins to open up. As the innate wisdom connected with our intellect begins to open, we see ourselves in a different light, a divine spiritual being. The conscience becomes clearer, and the daunting task of disciplining the mind becomes easier and easier. Before, I used to suppress my thoughts. I didn't know there was a better way. I found out that as my intellect grew stronger, I didn't have to suppress unwanted thoughts. I discovered that, as I continued creating the right thoughts based on truth, I started performing actions based on truth. My words and actions aligned. With this sync came transparency and honesty. When I became stable in the security of the awareness of my own reality, I was able to give respect to others too, irrespective of who they are or what they have done. As I advanced in my practice, at some point of cause and effect, or action and reaction, the same respect was being returned to me, further building my self-esteem. I was realizing the magic of self-respect more and more in every area of my life. I also understood that at the root of the respect that I developed for myself was truth. My life is now based on truth, and as I became more truthful to the ideals that God is teaching, other beautiful things started happening. My mind was experiencing calmness and peace instead of the stormy and aggressive thoughts that used to emerge previously when things were not going my way. A life based on truth means our mind is liberated from fear, anxiety, and worry. There is an inherent awareness that only good things can happen. The power of truth is what gives us the strength to surmount all obstacles based on this awareness of total stability and security. Self-esteem works most of its magic within relationships. When you are in a state of self-esteem, you are able to give freely without expectation, extend cooperation without insecurity or feeling competitive, you contribute without any need to prove yourself. And when you are spreading this energy, there is no space for any kind of grudge or ill feeling. Because there is no wanting inside us. We are full. And when we are full, we simply give. Ego is one of the chief enemies of creativity and cooperation. It stems from physical consciousness of the body and an arrogance that pushes us to prove that we are right and better than others. This prevents cooperation. When our energies combine in a constructive way, things become more powerful and more beautiful. The machine as a whole is more magnificent than their individual parts. The creative energy produces things of great beauty and strength. With the power of cooperation, things that we could not achieve on our own become possible. Impossible dreams become a reality. Self-esteem means balance inside the self, but also balance in relationships. Think about a world in which each one of us is not only independent, but also interdependent. Independence nurtures self-esteem, interdependence enhances collective growth. Both are pivotal in living a wholesome, purposeful, and fulfilled life at individual level and as a collective society. A beautiful article by B.K. Sabathip Siraratamrong, National Coordinator, Brahma Kumaris, Thailand.